Now look at part three. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 14 to 19 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear a teacher telling her students about a trip to a museum.
Right, everyone. I'm going to tell you about our trip to the City Museum. The museum isn't far. It'll only take us about 20 minutes to get there. There'll be several events during the day, and you'll have the chance to walk around the museum for at least 50 minutes. To begin with, though, we'll listen to the museum director for about 30 minutes, telling us about what there is to see there. Her name is Jane Whitten. She's asked students to send questions by email before the trip, which she'll try to answer. I'll give you her email address. It's witten@museum.org. That's WITTON. Usually in a museum, you're not allowed to touch what's on display. But on this visit, we are. You'll all work in groups, and each group will be given pots to pick up and look at and think about what they were used for. They're very old, so be careful. You'll study some ancient rings too, although I'm afraid they'll stay in their glass case. The museum also has a technology centre for education and research. You'll be able to find out lots of interesting facts. Rather than using computers, though, tablets will be provided. You can work on these to search for information. When you've finished your research, for the final activity, you'll do a quiz to see how much you can remember. Don't worry, it's not a test or even a competition. It's just for fun. It'll be interesting to see what you've learned. When we get back to school, I'd like you to design and make something to show other students. The museum has sent us some of their postcards, which you can use to give you ideas for the posters I want you to draw. OK, I think that's everything.
Now listen again.
Right, everyone. I'm going to tell you about our trip to the City Museum. The museum isn't far. It'll only take us about 20 minutes to get there. There'll be several events during the day, and you'll have the chance to walk around the museum for at least 50 minutes. To begin with, though, we'll listen to the museum director for about 30 minutes, telling us about what there is to see there. Her name is Jane Whitten. She's asked students to send questions by email before the trip, which she'll try to answer. I'll give you her email address. It's witten@museum.org. That's WITTON. Usually in a museum, you're not allowed to touch what's on display. But on this visit, we are. You'll all work in groups, and each group will be given pots to pick up and look at and think about what they were used for. They're very old, so be careful. You'll study some ancient rings too, although I'm afraid they'll stay in their glass case. The museum also has a technology centre for education and research. You'll be able to find out lots of interesting facts. Rather than using computers, though, tablets will be provided. You can work on these to search for information. When you've finished your research, for the final activity, you'll do a quiz to see how much you can remember. Don't worry, it's not a test or even a competition. It's just for fun. It'll be interesting to see what you've learned. When we get back to school, I'd like you to design and make something to show other students. The museum has sent us some of their postcards, which you can use to give you ideas for the posters I want you to draw. OK, I think that's everything.
That is the end of part 3.